Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, July 29th. U.S.-China relations are fragile, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Asia may complicate the relations further. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning to leave for her trip to Asia today. But the will she or won't she continues on whether or not the speaker will touch down and visit Taiwan.
Well, I don't ever talk about my travel because, as some of you know, it's a security issue. The president earlier in his term, talked about a strong emphasis on the Asian Pacific. And we want the Congress of the United States to be part of that initiative.
That was Speaker Pelosi at her press conference earlier today describing the significance of her trip without getting into details about exactly where she's going. The White House also declined to weigh in on the matter, but said it is her choice if she wants to go. But we do know she will be visiting all the other U.S. allies in the region, Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, and she's bringing a delegation of fellow lawmakers on the visit. Now, if Pelosi does stop in Taiwan, it would be a very big deal. She would be the first sitting U.S. House Speaker to visit Taiwan since Newt Gingrich did so in 1997. But her potential visit has resulted in some stern warnings from Beijing and concerns here in Washington. The concerns here in Washington surround some of the uptick in some of the bellicose rhetoric that the U.S. has been hearing from China. And so some officials are worried that a visit to Taiwan from Speaker Pelosi could be met with a military response from China. China, for its part, is vowing to take resolute and forceful measures should Pelosi go ahead with the trip. It would view any sign of close relations between the U.S. and Taiwan as a direct threat to the mainland. That is because Communist China claims the self-governing democratic island of Taiwan is its own territory, even though Taiwan doesn't want that. Pelosi's possible trip is highlighting the tensions between U.S. and China over Taiwan. Beijing has quite deliberately not ruled out the use of force to reunify the island with the Chinese mainland. Taiwan's been holding its annual military drills all week amid growing concerns over China's intentions toward the island. Beijing has been stepping up its rhetoric and putting forth aggressive actions towards Taiwan in recent months, including sending warplanes into Taiwan's self-declared air defense identification zone several times. The New York Times reported earlier this week that U.S. officials are worried China could move against Taiwan in the next year and a half. In fact, some U.S. officials who have expertise in Asia believe that China's observation of what Russia is doing in Ukraine is actually giving them the sense that moving against Taiwan is something China could do in terms of achieving its overall objective. For the U.S. part, the White House National Security Council has reiterated a few times this week that the United States' position as it regards China has not changed.
Nothing has changed about the American adherence to the One China policy, and nothing has changed about our commitment through the Taiwan Relations Act to helping Taiwan better defend itself.
That was John Kirby, a White House advisor on the National Security Council, clearly stressing that One China policy is still very much the U.S. policy. The United States formally switched diplomatic recognition from Taiwan's capital, Taipei, to Beijing back in 1979. But has walked a very delicate middle path. The U.S. has been supplying Taiwan with weapons to defend itself under the terms of the decades-old Taiwan Relations Act. Though a senior U.S. military official told reporters today, the U.S. has not moved any additional military assets near Taiwan in recent days, but it remains deliberately vague on whether it would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion. That policy is known as, quote, strategic ambiguity. Beijing has also warned that Pelosi's trip would have, quote, a severe negative impact on the political foundations of China-U.S. relations. We learned this week that Taiwan was a prominent part of the phone call that occurred between Xi Jinping and President Biden. The White House readout of the call between Biden and Xi said that it was a, quote, direct and honest conversation. It's also true that it's pretty standard rhetoric that the Chinese leader uses to warn about the risks of, quote, playing with fire which is what the Chinese side says Xi expressed to Biden would be the result of a Pelosi visit. The last time the two spoke was in March when Biden convinced Xi not to support Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. It is worth noting, Speaker Pelosi, for the entirety of her career, has been seen as a real China hawk. And so with all the rumor and conversation out there that if the Democrats do lose control of the House this year and Pelosi ends up leaving Congress, she sees this moment perhaps as a real culmination of that work. This is why the speaker is so clearly considering a stop in Taiwan. She sees it as a real culmination of decades of work defending Taiwan and taking China on directly. All of this consternation around Pelosi's trip comes as a long-awaited bill aimed at positioning the U.S. to become more competitive with China passed the House of Representatives on Thursday. It's now headed to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. This is the so-called CHIPS bill. It aims to boost U.S. semiconductor chip production, making the U.S. less reliant on other countries for manufacturing, so innovation and technology can advance. Here was President Biden talking about its significance yesterday before the House passed it.
You've heard me say 1,000 times, we have to invest in research, development, and growth.
The relationship between two of the most powerful countries in the world has always been somewhat complicated. President Joe Biden is keenly aware, given his decades-long experience, of that fact, causing him to act accordingly. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. If you want updates on how Pelosi's trip is going over the weekend, subscribe to CNN 5 Things and the CNN Breaking News Alerts podcast for the latest. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Meghan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back Monday.